BBC News. President Biden has confirmed the US is buying 500 million doses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine to donate to nearly 100 countries. He said it would supercharge the fight against the pandemic. Other G7 countries are expected to announce similar moves on Friday. The UN says there is now a famine in the Ethiopian region of Tigray after months of fighting between government forces and local rebels. It says more than a third of a million people are catastrophically short of food. The Ethiopian government has denied there are food shortages, but said distribution is a problem. The wife of the jailed Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has pleaded guilty to helping her husband run his Sinaloa drug cartel. At a court in Washington, Emma Coronel pleaded guilty to drug trafficking and money laundering. Brazil's Supreme Court has ruled that the country can stage South America's most prestigious football tournament, the Copa America, starting on Sunday. Judges held an emergency session to consider requests to block the competition because of the coronavirus pandemic. A leading opposition activist, Karim Tabou, has been detained in Algeria 2 days before parliamentary elections. Mr. Tabou became prominent during mass demonstrations in 2019, which forced the resignation of President Abdelaziz Bouteflika. The video game firm EA says it's been targeted by hackers who've stolen valuable software. It said the source code for FIFA 21, part of its hugely popular football game franchise, had been taken. The company said there was no reason to believe players' data had been compromised by the attack. BBC News.